Thanks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
When I'm saved, going to heaven. Well, that's ultimately we're gonna, you know, that's the greatest of all things. But no, we've been left here to occupy. Amen. There's some stuff here on the earth that God wants back. Amen. 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 Listen, had God been legal before Eve sinned, he would have stopped her. But he couldn't legally do that.
Amen.
And see, the devil knows, listen, the devil was there. He walked on the stones of fire. He was in an inner court. He was in an inner circle. He was an anointed cherub that covereth. So he knows a lot. This is where he tricks a lot of people. See, the enemy knows a lot of the higher laws of physics. That's how he can transform himself into an angel of light. But he's a devil.
Amen. Amen.
And he can fool the mind. That's all. That's what. That even healing is just operating on higher laws of physics that are unknown to us.
Amen. 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 Amen.
It ain't nothing. It's nothing unnatural about it. It's the natural law for it. It's how God created us. Your body can heal itself.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And sometimes God will intervene with a higher law of physics and open the eyes of the blind. But what does it do? It sets him right into back into the natural order. How could Jesus walk through walls? Higher laws of physics. What no hocus pocus? What no magic? It's stuff that goes on the other side all the time.
Amen.
We're just not privy to it. Now you press into God and then suddenly you start operating in ways where you start to see and become aware
Amen.
Of things around you that are naturally supernatural.
Amen.
It ain't no scary stuff. That's why you don't have to be scared of the devil.
Amen.
They understand some of these things. They exposed and revealed some of these secrets to mankind. The 200 that fell on Mount Moriah. Mount Hermon, thank you. Mount Hermon. The ones that came down, they revealed these secrets.
Yes, yes, yes.
At Babel, they were all one language.
Yes, yes.
And they had these secrets. So they were building.
Yes.
I mean, they were moving at breakneck speed.
Amen.
And God saw it and said, if I don't go down and do something, there'll be nothing withheld from them. Because they were operating in these things. They were building to open up the portals for the gods. So what did God do? He went down and he confounded their speech.
Yes.
He divided them up into different cultures.
Yes.
That culture had a particular secret.
Yes.
But God changed their whole perspective about things and their language so they couldn't communicate it to that culture.
Yes.
Or that culture. Or that culture. So there was confusion now.
Amen.
And they had to stop building. Because they had it. They had it. And God said, oh, if I don't go down and do something, there's nothing withheld from them. They'll be able to do this thing. There'll be a flood of demonic in the earth realm again. But you know, he took that out then, but then on the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
This is what we need to understand.
Amen.
On the day of Pentecost, he restored it.
Amen.
He got 120 to agree.
Yes.
Out of 500, 380 said, you know, I'm busy.
Yeah.
I got other stuff I got to tend to. But 120 went up into the upper room in Jerusalem and tarried there and waited for the Holy Ghost to come back into the earth.
Yes.
And as they waited on the day of Pentecost, they heard a sound.
Yes.
And a mighty rushing wind came in and and filled them with the Holy Ghost. And they spake with other tongues. Guess what? When they came down out of the upper room, all the nations, 17 nations, all the known nations then were there. And they were speaking, not in unknown tongues, but in tongues where every nation could understand what they were saying. And they were speaking the mysteries of God. So what God took at Babel, he restored to the church. Come on. That's why we have to be on one accord. That's why we must all be speaking the word of God. Not murmuring, not complaining, not guessing, not divided. The enemy wants to divide and conquer again. But oh, when you get a people on one accord, one mind, one spirit, one faith, one baptism. Look out, the kingdom has come. We occupy, we take over territories. We prophesy, we believe, souls are saved, bodies are healed, finances come, doors open. That's why you gotta get the word in your mouth. And believe what you say. You see, after you do it for a while, anybody that does sports will know what I'm talking about. It becomes like a muscle memory. A muscle memory. You know, when you do a sport like football, basketball, baseball, something, you can perform in that sport without thinking. You know, it's like basketball. If you playing basketball and you get the ball and then you got to think about shooting, you 9 out of 10 is gonna be an air ball, a brick. You ain't gonna score because you're thinking about it. But when the muscle memory, you practiced. So when the ball hits your hands, you ain't thinking about it. Your muscle memory takes place. It takes its place. And you just do what's coming to you naturally. Amen. See, when you start confessing and decreeing the word of God, it becomes like a muscle memory. Your subconscious, your unconscious starts to line up with the word of God. So that you do stuff without even thinking about it. But then you look back and say, whoa, that was the Lord. My God, hallelujah. I didn't even think that one. Amen. You start seeing the super on the natural. The kingdom has come. There are manifestations of his glory without you trying to muster up something. You're just following him. You're just obeying him. Remember, the definition of temptation is anything that causes you to strive.
Amen.
You enter into temptation when you start striving. Amen. This thing comes natural. Another analogy in sports. People that played at the highest level, they would tell you that they would always let the game come to them.
Amen, amen, amen.
Think about that a moment. They would just get out there and do what they do. But over time, in the course of the game would come to them. Amen. That's how our walk is. We're not here striving, trying to fight the devil. Amen. The devil's been defeated. Amen. Don't let him distract you. Amen. Jesus tore him up. Amen. He defeated him. He's toast. Amen. He was defeated once forever. Don't let him distract you and get it all up in your head like he's this and that and the other. No, our big brother defeated him. And guess where he's at? He's under our feet right now. Get him out of your head and keep him under your feet. Amen. Our burden is light. Do you hear what I'm saying? Our burden. See, this is the light. Now, word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my feet. Our burden is the light. That's the only burden we have. It's to stay in the light. And also it means that my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It's not heavy, but it's light. Stop fighting darkness. Stop allowing darkness to determine your agenda. Your narrative. No. This determines our narrative. in the midst of, in spite of, and including everything going on. This determines our agenda. God's bigger than your problem. You know what your faith does, and this is why it's so important to have the word in your mouth. Your faith builds a cloud in the heavens, which prepares prophecies to be released. Let me say that again. Your faith builds spiritual clouds in the heavenly realm that prepare prophecy to be released. Faith is the catalyst that causes things to move. Let me say this. The size of your cloud is determined by the size of your faith. Amen. Amen. And I'm telling you, it's time to start asking God largely. I'm not talking about greed and covetousness and all that. That you ought to be delivered from that.
Amen.
Do you know God, the Lord is not just right now, you know, raising up churches. God is taking over cities.
Amen.
God is taking over nations. Now you ain't gonna hear it on CNN. Fox is not going to report it. That's not their job. They're secular. They're talking heads. They have an agenda that they go by. But if you follow the Spirit, if you're in touch with information that's coming from above, you'll find out God is moving. You know, people talk about how busy the devil is. Well, God is working overtime. He never sleeps nor slumbers. Amen. He's doing a whole lot more than what the enemy is doing. As a matter of fact, if you really understand what's going to happen, God's going to rid the earth of the wicked. If you understand the kingdom message, yeah, there will be a catching away of the church. But God, the ultimate goal is God is going to rid the earth of the wicked. You know, the earth is the Lord's. Number one, operate in the realm of faith. Number two, access the mind of God. Number three, no one get offended, but open your big mouth and prophesy what you see and hear prophetically. You know, I thought I saw something in the Spirit, but I don't know. Listen, I would much rather miss the target having shot at it than having a bow with a foot with all kind of arrows and never shooting at it. Well, I just don't know. No, I'm going to shoot at it. I might hit you, but I'm going to eventually, you know. Oh, sorry. Can I have my arrow back? I'm going to shoot till I hit it. How you ever gonna hit it and you never shoot at it?
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hello, this is Pastor Jay from the Kingdom Plan Radio Show. Listen daily, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. as we discuss a multitude of topics regarding obedient financial stewardship to include investing, financial planning, and charitable giving. I look forward to sharing information and guidance regarding the most discussed subject in Scripture.